For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, was mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht, komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. This is the preview show. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how are you holding in there? How's it going on a Thursday evening for you in the middle of the transfer window?
Yeah, it's going absolutely fine. Fortunately, the transfer window's pretty quiet. The busiest thing that's happened in the world of German football seems to be Kieran Trippier not getting on a plane to Bayern. It could be a lot busier. I'm not holding my breath. It could get busy this time next week, but for now, it's the calm. Maybe before the storm, but certainly the calm.
Yeah, I had a meeting today at our work, I should say, Transfermarkt, and we're saying that, it's been so quiet and... I was told by one of our bosses, Stefan, that I should not count my chicken yet because it's not the last week of the transfer window. Just a friendly reminder that the quiet could quickly turn into a storm, which is true.
Absolutely. I guess.
So hang in there. This is the preview show. Stefan, we have to quiet fire quickly through this as we're both pretty busy with stuff. So let's get to it, shall we? This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. It's playoff time and the road to Vegas goes through San Francisco and Baltimore. Bet Online is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props. Head to Bet Online today to stay updated on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. It's been a bit of a interesting in between match day, I shall say, because we had that weird fixture, right? The makeup game, Bayern against Union Berlin, which, of course, you know, the chat went wild over it yesterday. And I thought it was actually quite interesting to mention that the amount of interaction we got from a single game, Stefan, has just been incredible. And I just wanted to point out, if you're not a subscriber yet, you can get in on the action and you can, you know, chat there and get involved. So if you're not a subscriber yet, check that out. I have to say, I think it was over 100 messages we got for that single game, Stefan, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's also a nice kind of change from, or not a change actually, it's a nice substitute for Twitter for me. I kind of left Twitter late last year, and I mean, I'm on Threads and I'm on Instagram and stuff, but that kind of constant stream of live messages, the only place I've been able to find something like that is on Substack in that kind of chat function. So that's been really good. So I really enjoy sitting in there the weekends watching the games, chatting to people, and hopefully they enjoy it too.
Yeah, hopefully. So again, just a little bit of an ad, just to get involved. All right, this match day. no cancellations yet, it looks like, which is nice. So the first game is actually a derby, if you're a Mainz fan, I guess. That's Frankfurt against Mainz. What do you think here, Stefan?
So this is an interesting one. Mainz have built up this really interesting knack for picking up draws on the road this season. I think to date, they've actually drawn 6 of their 9 away games in the Bundesliga. They've drawn all 5 of the last away games. So, you know, I think there's a really good chance that they could cause a bit of an upset here. But in terms of Frankfurt, you know, I think they've looked pretty decent so far. They've got a pretty strong home record. They've only lost one game at home this season, the Bundesliga, shall I say. So I've gone for a very narrow Frankfurt win. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Frankfurt.
Yeah, I've got that too, actually. I got a 2-1 win as well. I thought that they were going to win their game against Darmstadt quite handily. They did not. They gave away that 2-0 lead, right? And it ended up being a 2-2 draw. I guess that is derby football for you. Just like last week, Frankfurt also faced another derby opponent, right? So that's actually factored in here. But I actually think that Frankfurt drew the right lessons from that game. Sascha Kalajdzic, I think, saying after the match that this is something that can simply not happen, that you give away a lead like that, right? And so I think that if Frankfurt drew the right conclusions from the Darmstadt result, because on paper they're the better team, right? They're just simply more talent there. They should beat Mainz. Really contrasting too. Mainz has really struggled after the winter break. They're still winless. And Frankfurt have picked up 7 from 9. So pretty good record for Frankfurt after the winter break. All right. Up next, Wolfsburg against Köln. Köln getting smashed by Dortmund 4-0. And Wolfsburg, a disappointing 1-1 draw to Heidenheim, which is sort of a little bit what we expected. I think I even had Heidenheim as a win there. I don't think this is going to get much better for Wolfsburg. I just don't see much here, Stefan, and I went for a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I was really close to go for a draw as well. I've decided to give Wolfsburg some hope. Just because Cologne, as you said, have been absolutely dreadful this so far. They picked up 2 points in the last 5 games. New manager bounced, has not really worked out at all for them, unless you count maybe a 1-1 draw with Heidenheim. And, you know, I've been kind of waiting for Wolfsburg to kind of kick into gear. The 2 draws, which, you know, isn't terrible, but it's 2 games against, you know, Mainz and Heidenheim where you'd think they'd be able to kind of pick up 3 points. Although, of course, those are 2 teams who are doing better recently. But I think the key thing is if you look at their home form, it's very much win or lose for them so far this season. They've only got 1 draw. They've won 4, lost 3. And, I mean, those 2 of those 3, in fact, all 3 have come against Leverkusen, Freiburg and Bayern Munich, so good teams. And I do think Wolfsburg are better at home this season, so I feel like I've been saying this for 2 or 3 weeks now, but I'm like, this surely has to be the game in which they do kind of put their foot down and kind of really start showing up for things. And I mean, if they can't beat Cologne at home, then I really don't know what Niko Kovac is doing on the sidelines there. So I've given them a very narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah. Okay. So what about Hoffenheim against Heidenheim then, Stefan?
I've actually got the exact same result, 2-1. my first three fixtures are actually 2-1. I think Heidenheim have been really decent, obviously, so far this season. But that has almost certainly been at home. You know, we've been saying it all season. 17 of their 22 points have come at home. In contrast, they've only picked up 5 points from 9 games on the road. Now, Hoffenheim are kind of the opposite. They're actually much better on the road, but I do think they've actually put in some decent performances recently. You know, they weren't actually terrible against Bayern. I mean, they lost to Freiburg last weekend, but I think they should be able to get the better of a Heidenheim side that do really struggle on the road. So I don't know why, but I've gone for another 2-1 result here. 2-1's just a classic. It could end in a draw, but I think this team might edge it.
Okay, so I actually went for a 2-1 result too, but for Heidenheim. And here's my thinking. Hoffenheim have picked up just 6 points from their last 9 Bundesliga games. And Heidenheim, in contrast, are unbeaten in their last 5 top flight outings. And 3 of those games were wins. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Hoffenheim did look okay against Bayern. You know, but a lot of teams have been looking okay against Bayern recently. We get to Bayern in a moment. And I just think, you know, I just get the sense that Heidenheim are sitting on something special and they could just etch this. It's a derby too, by the way. If you consider Hoffenheim against Heidenheim a derby. And then I guess they're both from Baden-Württemberg and they're from small towns. So I guess that makes that a derby. I think the Bundesliga has this weekend classified as derby weekend. And so here we are. We're calling Hoffenheim against Heidenheim a derby, which it is, I guess. So, yeah, and I think that Heidenheim are just going to get it. So, this next one, Werder Bremen against Freiburg. We got some pushback about our last week's prediction that Bayern Munich would just roll over Werder Bremen and smash them. Fair enough. You know, Bremen proved us all wrong and did beat Bayern 1-0. And I think they did so with a really, really strong game plan. The one problem here, though, Stefan, that I have is that, and I went back and forth with my predictions. I ultimately settled for a 1-1 result, although I do have a feeling that Werder might lose this game. And here's why. It's not because I disrespect Werder Bremen, but what happens usually to teams that beat Bayern Munich?
Yeah, they looked... They tend to look completely zapped of energy in the next game, don't they?
Yeah. So a 1-1 draw. If they get a 1-1 draw at home against Freiburg, I think they'd be quite happy. But don't be surprised if the 1-0 win over Bayern Munich quickly evaporates here. What's your thinking?
So I very similarly thought that Bremen could struggle here, as you said, because of that kind of performance they put in against Bayern Munich. But having said that... you know, Freiburg haven't been exactly outstanding on the road. And two teams who have been kind of decent so far, if you look at the kind of points one of the last 5 games, Freiburg sit fifth, Bremen sit sixth. And, you know, they've only lost 1 game between them, actually, the last 5 match days. So they're both kind of slowly but surely kind of crawling up the league table here. And considering that Bremen are a bit better at home and Freiburg kind of struggle on the road, I've actually gone for a 2-2 draw. After kind of trying to factor all that in.
Yeah. All right. So, up next, Augsburg against Bayern, Stefan. Augsburg is where title dreams go to die. What do you think? Is that what's going to happen here?
No. going for a 2-0 win to Bayern, it could be 4, it could be 5. Maybe Augsburg might cause an upset like Bremen did, and we'll have some Augsburg fans giving us grief on Monday morning, but I don't expect it.
I do. I think that Bayern are going to stumble here.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I sat through 90 minutes of Bayern against Union Berlin, and I think they should have stumbled there too. This team is shockingly bad. They can't really score. The reason why they didn't get scored on by Union Berlin is because the referee oversaw a clear penalty and because Union Berlin are terrible at scoring goals. But, you know, they should have stumbled there. They should have stumbled there just like they did against Werder Bremen. And it's not exactly getting better. Dayot Upamecano out, Joshua Kimmich out. We might see Eric Dier in this game starting, which is, you know, wild. And then there's also the factor that Augsburg have registered points in the 3 of the last 4 Bundesliga games at home against Bayern. And they have won 2 of those. You know, and
let's not forget it's a Bavarian derby as well.
Sure. this is derby weekend. I guess the word derby can be used loosely for all sorts of stuff now. I just don't know. This Bayern side doesn't convince me at all. And that makes me feel that, you know, just like they did against Bremen, just as they should have against Union Berlin, I think this game has... another facepalm written all over them, over it. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe after, you know, disrespecting Werder Bremen and now giving credit to Augsburg, I might have jinxed them. We'll see. Up next is my match of the week, and this is Stuttgart against Leipzig. I'm a little worried about Stuttgart, Stefan. Two games in a row that they have lost now. They clearly missing Sergio Gyurassy. I read today that Stuttgart have lost all four matches this season that they have played without the 17-goal striker. That's a damning statistic. And I thought that they would be fine without him. Clearly, they're not. And they're meeting a Leipzig side that I think showed a really good performance against Leverkusen and were simply outclassed and outplayed and maybe just didn't have the same fitness level all the way to the end, right? So I fear this might be Stuttgart's third defeat in a row. I went for a 3-1 Leipzig win here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I've gone for another 2-1 win for Leipzig this time. I completely agree with you. Stuttgart haven't had the best start to the year. Matt wrote quite a lot in midweek about the troubles with their fans last weekend and the kind of disruptions to the game there, which Hoeneß was very vocal about afterwards. He didn't blame it on that, but he was very vocal about it. You could see that there's obviously a lot of frustration. I think he said he went along the lines of saying, you know, the club are in a rut right now and it's up to him to try and minimise that period of time that it lasts as long as possible. So they know that they're not playing well, and, you know, this is what kind of defines how good a manager he is, how good that squad is, if they can kind of bounce back. But I think they come up against a Leipzig side in the worst possible scenario because, you know, people will probably look at that league table, see the Leipzig have lost two games and think, oh, they must be playing terribly, but they played really well against Frankfurt and they played really well against Leverkusen, and they were probably pulling their hair out wondering why they haven't been able to pick up a single point from that. And they'll probably be going into this game without an ounce of complacency. They'll be absolutely determined to prove their doubters wrong, and I agree with you. I think Stuttgart might be on the end of a real thrashing of sorts. Maybe not in terms of goals, because I would have gone for 2-1, but I think in terms of performance, it's going to be a very difficult afternoon for Stuttgart.
They lost the return 5-1. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
That was a game that Stuttgart dominated at the start, and then Nübel made a mistake, and then Leipzig just completely took them apart. I don't think it's going to be quite as bad this time, but I think Leipzig, it's funny because it's two top four teams that haven't won in two games, right? So... one of them is going to be the winner here. And yeah, I just feel it's going to be Leipzig. All right. So for my top match, 2 years, Leverkusen against Gladbach. This is also a derby, but it's only a derby for Gladbach fans if they win it. Are they going to win it, Stefan?
Yeah. Can we call this the Cologne Suburbs Derby?
I mean, if you ever want to step foot in Gladbach again, you could.
the Cologne commuter town suburb, commuter town derby. Look, although I think this game's going to end with a Leverkusen win, and I've gone for 2-0 win at that, I do think it'll be really interesting to see how well Gladbach do. They have kind of put on a decent, you know, run of form recently. I know obviously they lost against Augsburg last weekend, but even before that, they were kind of slowly but surely climbing up the league table, putting in some solid performances. I think I mentioned this in the last week's show, but if you kind of look at a lot, the last 10 match days in the Bundesliga, they're sitting eighth. So, you know, they're putting in a decent performances, and they might be able to cause some problems for a Leverkusen side that have had to really dig in deep over the last kind of couple of weeks and might be looking a little jaded at points. But yeah, it's a derby. It should be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. But I have gone for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I think there's going to be a bit of drama here because it is a derby, but ultimately I think Leverkusen are going to win it. So I went for a 2-1 win. Look, this Leverkusen side has so much quality. I think Grimaldo is fit for this game, right? He's a question mark. Palacios is not. We covered that earlier this week. That should be ultimately fine too, because I think they have enough weapons here and replacements. And I guess it will be interesting to see whether they announce Boye Iglesias before this game or whether he's... I assume, because we're recording this on Thursday, it's not a done deal yet, that he's not going to be available for this. So, but yeah, I don't think it should matter. I think that Leverkusen are going to win this game 2-1. All right. Union Berlin. Low-scoring Union Berlin is going to be without head coach Nenad Jelica. I think, you know, that what happened between Bjelica and Leroy Sané, it happens between players all the time that they go at each other, right? And then one gets sent off. But I think it's inexcusable when it happens to a head coach. That simply cannot happen. To be sent off for that and to be suspended now for 3 games, I think for me it's close to a fireable offense. Because as a head coach, you're a role model, right? It's just a different role altogether than being a player. If a player loses their heads and on the field, still not excusable, but you're not going to fire a player over that. But I think for a head coach, it comes quite close. And we've seen it in German football before, right? That head coaches have gotten fired for similar things. So, yeah, he's going to walk a tightrope here, especially, I think, with Steffen Baumgart available. We need to keep that in mind. To the actual game, I think that Union Berlin are going to win this narrowly in a game against Darmstadt that they have to win. Stefan, this is a must-win game for Union Berlin.
Yeah, and I think they will win it. They've won 2 of their last home games. You know, I didn't watch the Bayern game, so I'm kind of relying on your thoughts on that.
You missed nothing.
Yeah, well, I kind of suspected as much. But they have slowly but surely started creeping back up league table. If you look at their form before that Bayern game, you know, in terms of points picked up in the last 5 games, they're maybe now mid-table in that regard. So they certainly are doing better than a lot of the teams around them. You know, your Darmstadt, your Cologne, your Mainz's and things like that. And, you know, when you bear in mind that Darmstadt have only picked up 1 win at home this season and only 2 draws as well, they've lost 5 of 8. You really would think that Union Berlin have to win this game, and I think they will. So I've gone for a narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to our last match, Dortmund against Bochum, Stefan.
Yeah, last but not least. Having said that, I think it's been a pretty straightforward result. I know it's a derby. I know Bochum fans love getting stuck into Dortmund, but you know, for all Dortmund's faults, they've somehow managed to squeeze by just about every test so far this year. You could certainly argue that they haven't faced many difficult ones, and maybe Bochum could prove a difficult test. I'd maybe be inclined to give Bochum a chance if this was at their own ground, where they're much better this season, but away from home this season, they've been pretty dreadful. And there's just something about Dortmund right now. I still don't think they're playing particularly well, but they've just got enough firepower to just kind of pull them through games. And I think they'll do the exact same thing in this one. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Dortmund.
Yeah, I went for something really similar. I went for a 3-1 win for Dortmund. It's a derby, sure. And Bochum do well against Dortmund in Bochum. They usually do not do well in Dortmund. Two towns are what, a 20-minute train ride apart from one another. So this is actually a real derby, and it's possibly one of the biggest derbies in German football in the absence of Schalke, right? Which is, of course, you know, the biggest derby in German football is Dortmund against Schalke. But yeah, I think that there's plenty of folklore around this game. I almost made this my match of the week because I do think that this is actually a game with a strong history. I think it is a really wonderful way of rounding up the match day, you know, a Sunday evening fixture between two local rivals. Unfortunately, I do think that despite the local rivalry, Dortmund are just simply too good for Bochum. And so, yeah, 3-1 win. Anyways, I think you should tune in. It's definitely worth watching this game, without a doubt. Stefan, that wraps this up. As always, this episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News, who are always very kind of promoting this podcast, posting our predictions. And yeah, any final thoughts before we wrap up this week?
Just looking forward to a good weekend of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should be actually a really good weekend of football. It's Derby weekend, as promoted by the DFL. At least that's what my email said that I get from them once a week. And so I guess that's what how we promote this podcast to, is Derby weekend, if we think that anything but Bochum against Dortmund is actually classified as a derby during this week. Tune in, watch it all. Chat will be up too. So again, I want to promote the chat. If you're not a Substack subscriber yet, go check that out. And we'll be back soon with more content. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.